Hi, I'm Scott Holman, your pastor for the day. Would you go into a debate, a math test, or an acting audition without preparing in one way or another? Many do, but not many do and succeed. So why would you go about the process of choosing a spiritual personality to believe in unprepared? Again, many do, but not many do and succeed. Most faiths claim that their way is the only way. Consequently, in our lifetimes, there's no more important decision to be made than what we're going to believe in from a spiritual perspective, where being unprepared can mean life or death. Many choose L. Ron Hubbard's Scientology as their faith because Tom Cruise did, or at least I struggle to find another reason to put your eternal stock in the faith of a science fiction writer, smart as they are. Some say Muslims will within a decade or so outnumber Christians in the world. This despite the fact that the Muslim faith was basically invented by someone 600 years after Christ, claiming God gave him authority to rewrite the Bible. This despite the fact that Revelation 22, 18, and 19, as well as at least six other biblical verses located throughout the Bible, say no rewrites, either by addition or subtraction. Basically, the same thing happened in 1827, just about 200 years ago, when Joseph Smith came out with what he claimed was an authorized addendum to the Bible. While those and many other stories of the origins of one faith or another don't even pass the laugh test to those who have made an effort to know God through His Holy Bible, some invented faiths continue to grow. I think one reason for that is other faiths rely on the lack of confidence that they will ever be accepted by the one true God. Despite the fact that Christianity is open to all who are willing to give up their old life for the promise of eternity in heaven. Nothing compares to the experience of the Holy Spirit indwelling a believer. That's God taking residence through the Holy Spirit within those who believe in Him. Without that assurance, doubt can erode a person's confidence and make him or her susceptible to any convincing charlatan out there. I've said before that the process of becoming a Christian is relatively simple. Believe and be saved. However, as simple as that is, there are a ton of outside forces that would feel a lot better about themselves if you would only believe the same way they do. Christianity has another advantage. It has witnesses who testify to its veracity, captured in God's Word. There are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all of whom relate to us specific actions and words having walked with Christ and heard him utter these things while here on earth. Does any other faith have a 5,000-plus-year-old book that has never been proven less than true in even the smallest detail? Some do their homework and find Christianity that way. Some find it through divine intervention. It doesn't matter which, because as those who have found Christ can attest, you instantly become brothers and sisters together in faith. This has been Scott Holman, your pastor for the day. Until next time. Do your best and let God do the rest.